I'm not in a relationship, so I don't need to be in here. And it's not just about relationships with the male and female, it's relationships, period. Am I correct, Pastor Bruce?
Yeah, that's correct. When people say that they don't need to be here, they don't need to be here now.
Yes, and I think that's very important, and that's what I was sharing with her, that it's not just about a relationship between a male and a female, it's just relationships in general. You don't have boundaries, and people don't know their limitations in that relationship with you. They can take it beyond the scope, and that can destroy a potentially good relationship because we haven't set any boundaries. So I'm going to pass it over to Pastor Bruce so he can get into this here.
Okay, thank you, Pastor Rob. Today I have a chart, and this chart is one of the charts that I had an echo in. I use when I'm discussing relationship boundaries with a couple. And this is called emotional, it's a what are my emotional needs. Every relationship has needs. Every relationship has a need. And when it comes to boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, friend, there are certain emotional needs that should be served in the relationship. So, you know, when you don't discuss your needs for that person in the relationship, because like I said last week, you're attracted to someone. That attraction is an introduction to know that person, learn about that person, or getting to go forward to create a relationship.
What you know about messages?
Here is what our emotional needs are. And I gave you guys earlier, I should have waited until you got one. But the way this chart works like this.
How old are you turning?
Each member in the relationship grades themselves 5 being greater down to 1 being less. Okay? Like the first one says, I love attention. How would you grade yourself, Jamie, in the relationship you're talking to if you're mate? Are you a 5, 4, 3, or 2, or 1?
5 being greater.
5 being greater.
5.
You're 5. You love attention.
Yes. Okay. I am definitely a 5.
So, let's pretend I'm your guy. Okay. And I'm a 2. I'm a 2. Now the way it works is that you're a 5 and I'm a 2.
30
so
minutes.
I'm saying,
40
need,
minutes.
I don't need that much attention. Yeah. But because you're a 5, I have to give you 5 attention.
Just don't touch this, all right?
I give you a 5 worth of attention. You know, I have to realize that okay, she's a 5. And she wants a lot of attention. And I'm a 2, so I don't need that much attention. So we have to balance out how much attention that I can give you at times and how much you cannot overpower me demanding. You understand?
So this is the reason why we have some issues in relationships, because we don't understand fully how to have that balance, or we don't know that my partner needs that much attention, or they don't need that much attention. That's what I've learned for myself. Me and my wife, we don't need that much attention.
Not in the church.
We got things to do.
Not in the church.
Not in church.
So that's a great point that you just made. So is that now, or was that in the very beginning?
Oh, that's now. That's now. We've learned that about each other.
Is this good?
You know, because for me,
yeah, but it's too high.
Be attentive.
It goes high.
And sometimes it can be overbearing.
Too high.
Where from
so
there?
I had to make sure that she was okay. You know, because my wife could be like, all right, you got to go someplace? But hey,
what
no,
you doing?
I ain't got to go. You know, and she's little. Okay with that.
I definitely am like that. I want you to give me as much attention. And I think for like my partner, like she definitely is that person that doesn't want to overstep it, but like definitely Like, I'm that person, I'm like, I need to go with you. Like, I need to be, like, right underneath your skin. Like, I'm that person, and he's probably like, you don't need that much attention. But I'm like, but I want it. So then I have to take, like, steps back, and I'm like, okay, now I'm being overbearing for him.
Right, because what can happen is when you're over, you need that much attention all the time. There should be a discussion on when, and, you know, what's good, what's enough. When is the proper time to give you that attention? Because nobody can give you
How much does it cost?
Mm-hmm.
$2,000,000,000.
Okay.
I just think I pick up the kit. Why?
Where's he gonna go with his mom?
Did she pick us up? So you take him outside in the car, and your mom was in there?
Yeah, so I'm not his dad. Uncle. I'm his uncle. So his mom picks him up.
Where's his dad?
Mm-hmm.
At work?
Mm-hmm.
So, wherever you say, where's going to be loud, it goes to zero.
Oh, that's too loud. That means it's red. You want to keep it right there in the middle.
I got a question.
Wait, what is
this
picture? She
went from a 5 to 1
to
10. What
is that?
I said,
I like you. So I'm thinking, like, well, when I say I love attention, I think my relationship, but this is, I like
people. So
I think, like, my peers, my friends, like, my surroundings.
So it would be different with your partner. I'm asking a question.
What are you doing?
Going through my emails.
Like, I'm still like
just maybe to get rid of them, it's a lot. It's a lot of emails. So I'm deleting them.
I feel like with my partner, maybe I'm like a 4, but like I feel like with everybody else, I feel like it's 3.
How many minutes?
Why?
1 more minute. Time.
Because I feel like I'm a more 6:15. Like, I'm better than
you.
Okay. Are like as important.
Wait, no.
To, like, I would say like friend perspective, like anything that like anybody would need, like I think like I don't know like how I'm trying to say, like I'm like a
it's different from comfort, like outside of the relationship.
Yeah.
Your needs are different when the sensitivity of your needs are different outside of the relationship. In the relationship, are you more form, and then outside of the relationship with your peers and the people you work with, it's a three or two.
Yeah, I feel like it's lower than my relationship.
And that's one of the questions. I want them to be more sensitive to my needs because they should know me. They should know my needs. They see me, they talk to me. You know? But somebody outside of the relationship you work with, if they ignore one of your needs, that's a basic need. You know what I mean? Whether they're thinking in a negative way or positive. I mean, a negative way to the point where you say, okay, I need to speak to them about that.
I feel like
you don't want to know what your needs are
depending on the situation, because it changes all the time. So that's why there is communication.
And the zero one?
Like, say, this is my problem.
And the zero one?
What's happening, or, you know, et cetera.
Why?
Really?
Really? When does the kid have those? That's
something.
When the kids does have those?
And it can cause issues in that relationship. And that's what, and remember, what we're talking about is boundaries. You know, so if I let my friend know the boundaries that they're crossing,
is that water?
That could affect how we deal with one another. And too often, we allow that to happen. We let it go on. And me being your friend, I don't really know that it's affecting you in that manner because you haven't told me until it falls over. And then you see some relationships being done because we haven't expressed it.
And so there's a key word. Communication. You have to communicate with the person before you start feeling mad because they're ignoring you on the gentleman's part. And it goes the same way in the relationship. Being sensitive to a need, is something that you learn to do in a relationship because you are conscious of how they feel about certain.
I get edgy if I'm out of control.
Where you at?
I'm a father.
You're a father?
Yeah.
So now when it says out of control, in what sense?
So when you get tall, so when I get tall, I compress it. No. How? How you turn it off?
I feel like
what I pressed at the end.
I feel like I did.
mouse or mouse.
But I feel like I've learned this? To like breathe
and turn it off
and think for a moment.
How?
Because I like with work.
Yeah, but
making last minute decisions and trying to place people in rooms and keeping numbers in ratio is hard when people call out unexpectedly for whatever reason, and I have to think quick. And I can't now, where the position that I am now, I can't just seem out of frustration, because if I do, it'll put everyone out in frustration.
So what about in relationships?
I think I'm one or two. I always say that because I don't like to argue. I don't like to argue, and I like to think before saying stuff and before it does end. Because when you don't think and you don't process what's going on, people can just, or me, I could just say things like that I don't mean, and it's gonna take it to a whole other level that it doesn't need to get there. Which one, friend? Like, well, we all know me. If you work with me, I'm definitely like a four. I'm a person that I get frustrated very fast. So I'm that person where I don't really like change, I want to say. So I don't like Jamie is like a, I think fast, and I'm like, I think in the moment, and if I don't like something, I'm going to be mad. I'm going to let it be known. I am angry. I am upset. I'm going to let it be known.
So I got a question, Pastor Bruce, because she went from being a number three on sensitivity to her needs to being a number four or five, to being edgy and out of control.
You say three, four.
So, you know, that's not the common thing. Because I've seen people, it depends on the situation, how it happens. Like with Jamie said, she don't like competition, hard to be competition. But when I watch her, with the truth, I never see her angry, frustrated, or hollering, whatever. And I know there are times you feel like that. So how you express your frustration or your edginess that brings frustration, how it comes out visually
is controlled.
It's controlled. Whereas yours is not controlled.
I'm not gonna sit here and be like, oh, it's controlled, y'all. It ain't.
Because you already said it.
Yeah.
Because you're gonna show that you're angry, you're angry.
Yeah.
You know what's going on. So let me help you understand about what happens to your emotions when you do get edgy and you become a four, a three, four, or five. Everybody can't process the anger or the emotional feeling. So get rid of them right away. So you have to learn to process those feelings to the point where they don't affect you, how you see other things. Because what happens is that that's what the enemy wants to do. He wants to keep you out of control emotionally, but not show it. So now if on the inside you carry a load, then eventually someone else will take it. It could be your kid, or it could be boom, get home. You know, because see, the load has to be exchanged, it has to be paid, it has to be processed, it has to be shaken out. So, and that's what this is about, because when your partner, like, I know a woman that has a load enough, because the certain thing she does, I know that she's been piled up and even if she don't admit it, You know what I mean? So I have a question for you, because you make a valid point. Now, so for Jamie, who is one who checks on me, who doesn't allow it to be expressed outright, she reflects on me. And for Lexi, who just lets it go and just expresses it out, is she more free than Jamie, who holds the emotion in and expresses it differently?
I'm not going to judge that.
Because I'm going to
try to say it like this. Because Jamie says something, she don't like conversation or argument. So she got down on me. So Jamie lets it go and move on. Lexi downloads that she can respond. It's like, oh, no, did you get it?
You know, yeah, I got it.
Because it's important, because it's personality wise, there's a reason why they do it. It's not because she's better or she's less.
Yeah.
It's just a personality, how some personality handle the edge.
Yeah. And I got, because that's me. That's me. I will reflect on things before I say something, because once you say it, you can't take it back. And when we express things out of emotions, even something that happened yesterday, reflect out right now, because I'm in my emotions.
Right.
So whoever's there, because they don't get it.
Because you downloaded it. Now, once you download it into your emotion, somebody got to pick it. Because of the day. Not saying that she's not downloading stuff, but she's learned not to allow it to affect her to the point where it controls something else. So when it's been downloaded so many years, in so many situations, so many different things, it changes your perception of how you see your surroundings and your body.
That's not it for me. Like, I did used to hold it, and I would like to download it and hold it, and it would make me change as a person. So that's why that was my period.
I think I was dating before I am now, because I used to just be very, I don't think I've ever expressed like anything. Like, I just always bottled everything up, and I just thought it was okay, and I just never let it be like,
That's the download. When you bottle it up, you're holding it in. And as long as you hold it in, bottle it up, it affects your I'm going to say this is a powerful point that as when it comes to the Holy Spirit, He wants to show you things way beyond your imagination and your own education and stuff. I mean, His perception of things is the truth of what they really are. But when you follow things up, I'm sure you really see what you follow up to. And you judge it wrong. Talking about it. We read this 1,000 times in church.
ground. A rocky ground, stony ground, thorny ground, good ground. Right? And he was saying each one of these grounds, the downward part of the soul, there's frustration, aggression, all this stuff, he definitely can write. And he thought, but he's talking about how to unload the devil. He's talking about how to get rid of the frustration, the anger, so you can actually see what God is saying. So in Mark 4 and the 13th verse, and he told the disciples, came and said, what are you talking about? So then Jesus said, from the King James, now he's break it down so they can understand what he's talking about. Now he's talking about the same stuff we're talking about here. But the only way to get the download cleaned up, there's got to be something greater than your emotions. Okay? And it's the word of God.
And he said unto them, know ye not this power, and how then will ye know all powers? And it says, the soul sold the word, and these are they by the wayside, where the word is sown. But when they have heard, Satan come.
Who come?
Satan come.
They heard the word. And who shows up?
Satan.
Okay.
Comes immediately and take away the word that was sown into their hearts. And these are they likewise which are sown on stony ground, who when they have heard the word, immediately receive it with gladness, and have no root in themselves.
Okay, so they got these issues in themselves. They got all this power that they heard the word. He said, oh, that word is great. Wow, I love that. And now they're going to come. And immediately, right? They receive it with gladness.
And so endures, but for... and have no root in themselves, and so endures but for a time. Afterwards, when affliction or persecution,
so they heard the word, got the download, anger, animosity, whatever. Right? Hear the word. In the church, heard the word, heard the word, good, help. But they had no root. They weren't pursuing the word, chasing the word. Loving the word, studying the word, because they have the word. They help the devil. Okay. So,
afterwards, when affliction or persecution arises, for the word's sake,
only for what?
Word's sake.
For what?
The word's sake.
Came for the word, because the enemy was to keep you down.
Immediately, they are offended.
They get offended. They get upset. Because the only good affliction and persecution come. And he already got the download of stuff in them. And the enemy was to take that word they heard, and they didn't think no more, they felt good, and then he showed them the affliction and persecution.
I was going to read from the Amplified. Go ahead.
Because the author of the book, he's talking about your soul.
And some are like the weeds that lean into the grass. When they first hear the word, they respond with great enthusiasm. But there is such shallow soil of character that when the emotions wear off and some difficulties arise, there is nothing to show for it. The seed cast in the weeds represents the ones who hear the kingdom news, that's the word, but are overwhelmed with worries about all the things they have to do and all the things they want to get. The stress strangles what they heard and nothing comes of it.
So, and the seed next to the care of this world, the seed next to the world. See, the enemy don't want you to process the kingdom concept principle, because it is only the principle of the kingdom that's going to cause the download to arrive. I'm going to keep going across the altar. So they know
on them, spit on them, kick them, call them, right? I mean, come on. Somebody kick me right now. Right, I'm gonna make you kick me right now. You're gonna cry, you're gonna be upset, and you're gonna want to get revenge, right?
Me too. He is 28.
Oh.
And this is what. This is what happens when we don't express ourselves to our friends and share those boundaries. They don't know that they overstepped those boundaries in any relationship. So if you don't tell a person these are the boundaries that, look, that's not crossing the boundaries, then they have respect and love for you if they don't cross them. When they do, that shows that they don't really care.
Does SpongeBob have the glasses?
So, principles, laws, and that every relationship has to understand these principles, laws, and what they help us do is help us understand
Happy birthday.
That's tomorrow.
Okay, go play soccer.
No, he doesn't have soccer shoes.
I do.
Yeah, like mine. So it's almost done.
Why do you need this?
With more people?
Okay, you know what? That's why I was so low. She don't give you fuck.
Listen. Yeah, listen to them.
So affection for you.
It's just showing up. I'm still a 5. I feel like a lot of need affection. I just, it can be in the smallest way. Like, even if you write a letter.
Someone said that expressions of positive feelings with someone loved. Expressions of positive feelings with someone loved.
Turn your shirt up.
What affection is to you? Some people, it's a physical touch, it's a kiss, it's a hug, you know. And see, when it's not, when it's not talked about, you can talk, and you really start to talk. You start with physical touch.
I get all of this, but I don't complain.
What I'm saying, when somebody sees a person, certain personalities don't need much affection. Certain personalities, and one day I'll show you
the chart.
Certain personalities. It depends on how you grow up in your personality. If you were growing up with a personality that you wouldn't get love, you wouldn't get love.
So, 5 more minutes.
I'll find one. If you showed affection, or if you showed something, what they feel was weakness emotionally,
And even saying that, because I can remember growing up, I don't remember getting hard. You know, my first time really getting hard was when I was away, and that was the way we had an opportunity to express it, because you couldn't do it. So I got a lot of hugs when I was for a period of time. So my mom seen me, I got a hug. You know, my family seen me, I got a hug. And when I met my wife, my son, kiss me all the time. Before he go to bed, even as a young man now, he still kisses us before he goes to bed. You know, and that was new to me. You know, that sign of affection, that show of affection is different. And that's a different culture. You know, my wife is Hispanic, so it's a different culture. And so I could understand that, because that affection, like you said, in our household, if you didn't have that growing up, that's something you didn't do or you wasn't looking for, and you're struggling for.
So that's what happens in a relationship. You're in a relationship with someone, and you have a need to be afraid, and you don't want affection. When you meet somebody that is affectionate towards you, it becomes addictive. You want it all the time. You want it all the time. See, that's where all the lady had. And she was saying, slow down. I ain't going nowhere. I was raised up, and I wasn't in affection. But that was that generation that didn't show affection.
Yeah.
I'm not angry with them. I just understand.
And that's the tough part, you know. And I think stuff like this, and I know we're about to close in a little while. And I think this is something that so many of us need, you know, and a big part of that is because we don't know ourselves and why we feel some of these ways, a lot of relationships be affected because we don't know some of these things about ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because so how could you express something to someone else when you don't even know these are some of the desires that you have or the needs?
And most men don't know that's what it is that they want. See, that was just a song of aspirin. And it was the song, the words of, who was the last time you held me?
You know, I thought you were about to talk about solid. Solid as a rock.
That was a different song. They sang that after they made that song. but it's so true that when you starve for affection and you don't know how to express it, it becomes an anger in the thing of God. You become upset. What's wrong with me? Why don't I, like you said, your son came and started hugging you against you. First time that you realized that, didn't it make you feel funny?
Because you're not used to that, and it was a stigma. You know, if it was something different, you never had that before. You know, and I learned to appreciate and be thankful for it, you know, and I think that's important.
Look at this one here. It says, I want loyalty from the truth. You see that one? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I want loyalty from the truth. It's number one.
So when you say truth to me,
I know that's the question.
General
truth. From family, group. Really, it's talking about how important the world is to you. So when the world is not
providing my gift.
You
know, I'm not keeping my gift. I think I like
each
know, because some people don't know. If they don't know this is what they expect, you know, and I think this is a big issue with our relationships, because we don't tell the person what we're looking for, and then we have an expectation for that relationship, but the other person don't really know that's what you want from that relationship. And
well, if you meet in relationships, obviously you need to express, you know. But like as to friends and family, sometimes you end up finding out or overhearing it, and it's like, okay, so do we express it because they're not saying it's good, or do we just? I mean, for me, like if I overhear it or hear from someone else, I'm like, okay, well, I'm here for so long, and so I'm like, okay, well, they're saying it now, and they're not telling me how to feel, but I'm hearing it. From them, they just don't know that I'm hearing it.
You know, low fever is a very serious emotional.
You can't do all the moving in that chair.
If you found that somebody that you've been loyal to, you're not going to do it. And you felt it a little bit, then you find out that
you can't be doing all the moving out of
that chair. If they don't know how we move, then it's like a certain path. You have to realize that they're not shut them out or but you put them in a boundary and put boundaries. They don't know how to do it. You know, they might say things, you hear them saying things about you or someone or something that you've done, and you thought they would be well enough to not the people that say it. It's a character issue with them. That gets you to understand your character. How you handle it on the download. Where your God, what do I do? Then get them back, like shut them out,
or limit what I give out to them.
Yes.
So they don't. So I'm giving reason to tarnish that woman, or give them something that's confused against me, because I already know that they can't hold more.
Like I can speak from. Now, because I have a cousin who does fake stuff and do things behind my back and my siblings. I'm more calm. I honestly like, oh, that's how they feel, that's fine. They're expressing it, they're saying it behind my back, that's totally fine. If I have a 2-point persona, I'm gonna still be me. I just won't say certain things in front of them. I know what I do, and if she's saying I do the opposite, that's her opinion about me. But that's not going to change who I am. And like for my siblings, they react, and they, it's just an argument. Yeah. But
so you set a boundary because it's a relationship. What if somebody outside? Still
set a boundary. Yeah. But you kind of have a boundary for that person. But that's the most important thing. Because I'm saying they have a character issue. You're not going to change their character issue because they're not loyal.
Well, I still let them, like,
I'm,
it doesn't change, like, because she's my family, or if someone that wasn't my family, I'm going to still do the same thing. Just set my limits to what I say, what I do, and what I'm that doesn't mean that I'm going to stop caring about them. Obviously, I do care, but that doesn't mean I'm going to push them away or keep them out of my life.
Right. Because when people are disloyal to you, a lot of people put them in I don't care. I don't care about them. I'm done with them. And then because you have to be very careful how you download I don't care.
My mom has always told me, be nice, be kind. You never know what's going on in their life. So I take it as that, and I be like, okay, I don't know what's going on with them. That they're just running out to whoever. And it's not gonna hurt me because it might not be just towards me why she's doing the things she's doing or they're doing. It may be because she's hurt or it's something going on with her. So,
yeah. You know, I was just reading one of the principles that says the only way to get past an argument is to avoid it.
How would you define that?
How would I define it? So to not engage,
right?
To not engage, you know, like, to allow them to have their opinion, right? You know, and be okay with that's your opinion, right? It's how you feel.
It's hard getting there back. That's not easy.
I think it shouldn't be avoided, just because if depending on people, it'll probably be there if it's not said. So it's like to avoid the argument, I think instead of turning it into an argument, it should be, it's like the way you talk to people, the way you say things.
We're not saying not discuss the issue.
Oh,
okay. It's not that you don't discuss the issue. It means don't take it to an argument. Because in an argument, what are you doing is loading up and you're firing darts as a person's feeling.
Share comment.
control. I think for me, I think I should be like Jamie, be like myself, but not be more so like out of control, trying, like you can say, think about what I'm trying to say, or take a minute, take 5 steps back, and not just bark. So that's my advice.
I'm gonna read the scripture. I'm gonna share the scripture. I just opened it up. It's Matthew 19:26. And it says, "But Jesus looked at them and said, with people, as far as it is, depends on them, it is impossible. But with God, all things are possible." So too often we depend on people, man, to fulfill us. And God said, don't depend on anybody. My wife gave me that lesson. Like, I'm not dependent on you. I'm trusting God, because sooner or later, man is going to fail. You know, and I think that's a big part of that boundary that we have to have in all relationships that we have. I'm going to leave with this. I've been studying this stuff a long time. And your emotional feelings are very, very important. Everybody has an emotional journey. And their emotional journey is different from yours. A lot of times people speak of how they feel instead of what is really going on. And it's important to understand that my feelings sometimes can dictate the wrong thing. Family, God bless you. We love you. Hope to see you Sunday, and definitely we hope to see you next Wednesday. Come on, be a part of what we do here at Harvest, because God has a purpose in all our lives. God bless you. Have a good night.